Study of Aleph Rashi, the Ramasal Chad Rishusuhu, it's in the narrow lines, about 12 lines down in the narrow lines, 16 lines on the top of the page. Rashi's expanding more, was discussing a case where you had a Gog and then an Achsadruk. He wants to carry two Amos on the Gog and two Amos into the Achsadruk. So may he do so. So he's limited to carry four Amos, but the question is, may he carry from the Rishus of the Gog to the Rishus of the roof of the Achsadra? Bava Pisha. So Rashi's Chad Rishus of the more argues that maybe we could say it's Chad Rishus of who? Bava Pisha Einan Shal Isha Echo. They belong to two different people. We could argue Ein Behem Chilik Rishus, so there's no difference between the two Rishus. Chilik Rabbana. Even like Rabbana would say that normally the Gogs are considered distinct. We don't look at all the Gagas as one Rishus, not like Reb Meir and Reb Shimon. The Lodom of the Shnigagan, it's not the same as to the roofs of two houses. The Hosam, Ika, the Urin, Lamata, Bishneim, there are two people, there are dwellers down below under each roof. So we define the roof by the people below. V'yesh Lomer, we could argue, Kashem, Shiesh Kiluk, Rishus, Lamata, Pebatim, Kachiesh Kiluk, Lamala. The division below extends above. The cholok lamata solok mazul leel. That which is divided below goes up. Leel meaning going up. There's nobody living down below in the chsadra. He wants only somebody else, but he's not a deer that he should extend his rishus lamata lamala. Or we could argue, even the Megag Legag Osir, Tamadron Rishum, the Kapti Inchi, Kapti Ashini Bailam, who, Megag Lachsadronami, so the Chomer Makir, who is a different owner, is a different owner. And these are mice over here, the Gag and Lachsadron, two different owners. So then the Mora brought Rabbi Barbaya's question of Beis Amos Begaga, Beis Amos Bechurva. Shelacherim, that the Churva belonged to somebody else than, other than the whoever the Gag was, the Gag of the Bias. And this Churva was Prutzim Shasarabim, the Habinami Carmelis. It'll get it in like a Carmelis, the Makam Churva, Kegag ben Agagin, like the case of Agag amongst the Gagin, which were donning all the area on top, like at least according to each one's like a separate Carmelis, and you can't carry according to the Bunnan. So, who's talking? They said, Rav Kahana said to Rabbi Rabbaya, Lav Hainu to Rami, isn't that Rabbi Rechama's Shaila? Ma ben Churva Lachsadra, it's the same thing as going to the over the Churva, which is not a Makom where people live, Lamata. Over the Lachsadra, which is not a Makom where people live, Lamata. It's the same Shaila. So he said back, you can't have Hannah to me that I asked the question as it were, seemingly plagiarizing the question, because that's not true. Him achar asoy ben asoy, mipi achar bosi v'chalakti v'shela shashola. Achar, did I come based on somebody else? That I bedavka asked the question based on somebody else's question. Bosi l'kanta, that I came to make be argumentative. To me, it's read as a question. Was my goal over here to be argumentative and to steal their question? No, why not? Because the question by the case of Osadra is the jumping point for my question. Im Tim Salarma, you say by the case of Osadra, that's not considered Rola Dira.
Kind of
it's called Rashi. My can be boyle. Holodomer the gag of Usir. So what's the Shiloh? So it's not the case of it's not the case of the gag of the Sadr of Usir. In Timsalarmer Kummer. He means in Timsalarmer. If you're telling me about the case of a Sadr, it's not really Dira, and therefore it's not does not project its distinct ownership onto the roof. What about the case of a churva? Churva is more right for dira, so it should project its lack of ownership, its separate ownership onto the roof, and you have a problem. Or no, the other day, but I said nobody's living there. It's its lumber clamor. That's not, he's not sure about this question whether we look at this as called brother dira and if it's a problem or not. It's a heavy key or sadra. On the other hand, he's not convinced it should be mutter like the sadra's mutter. So ativa mina porta, it has some advantages over sadra. He's coming to extend Rambam Chama's shaila another level. If it's in the case of Achsadra that it's mutter, what about over here? Hasim who the Achsadra loichazi media the dira. It's not right to live at all. So then you say, in the card to this presentation, if a Rabbi Rechav would assume over there that it's not a problem because we say there's nobody living there, that's where it's not roy for dira. You could make it livable, so that should be a problem, or maybe not. I said nobody's living there right now. Yes. So the Gemara, Gagan Hashavin, the Remeir. You have a series of roofs which are the same height or close up in height that they're not considered distinct. So according to Remeir, you can carry from all of them and all of them one to the other. The Gagan Chidi the Rabbanon, or one if you have a single roof by itself, according to the Rabbanon. So Rabbi Amar Mutzah the Talta Bakula. So in that area you're allowed to carry. We consider it some mukuf from all sides based on the walls of the house Saint Gudasik. And so if you say that, so you're allowed to carry in it. It's an area which is roped off. That is Rav. And Shmuel says, Shmuel Amar Ematatim Ba'ela B'Dalad Amis. Shmuel says, you can only carry Dalad Amis. Rav Amar Mutzah Tatim B'Kuloi. So Rav says, you let me carry B'Kuloi. So the word says, Kasha the Rav out of Rav. Because Rav has said, by the case of Gag and Shoven, according to the mayor, they asked on each other. You don't see good asik. Mechitzta. No, that was. According to the Bonon, Rav says Emet Hatzvela B'Dal Ramis, and here Rav says you let it carry throughout the more. You know, in other words, Remeir's halacha is accomplishing two things. Remeir's main point was you're allowed to carry from one roof to the next. They're not considered distinct reshuyas. Whether it's considered surrounded or not, that's a separate question. Right. So, whether you're allowed to carry more than Dalad Amas or not is a separate question. But Remeir's main point is you're allowed to carry from Gagay to Gagbi. Racham says you may not carry from Gagay to Gagbi. You're only carrying Gagay. And Rav says, how much? Dalad Amas. Meir says, no, you can carry Gagay because it's all one of shuts. How much? As much as you want. Where's that second machlokas come from? Like, there's only arguing when the issue of Rishuyas. So regards to that, Chama say you may not carry from one to the next. Rishuyas says you may carry from one to the next. But the fact that you're allowed to carry more than Dalet Amos, where did that come from? Rabbi Four said only Dalet Amos. Okay. Rabbi said only Dalet Amos. So Kasha the Rabbi to Rab. Some more answers. So let's say, so the guy Yechidi of the Rabbanim means it's standing by all by itself. So then Rav says, you definitely can carry more than Dalet Amos. Even though Rav holds the Chum holds, you cannot carry more than Dalet Amos. That's when it's a house amongst many houses. We don't say Gugur Asim Mechitza on each one. So you don't have Minkra Mechitzas. So you're not going to be Mater this guy. But in case it's a guy Yechidi, it's standing, freestanding, according to the Rabbanim. It's not the hate, carries as much as he wants. Well, now, according to your mayor says, look, it was all one reshus. So there is weiter mechitza which are nicker. Because if there's a row of houses and all attached, but according to mayor, it's one big reshus. So this is your mechitza all around all of them. And then you say good as a mechitza. This is hasam wa minkar mechitza. But according to the Rabbanon, when you have a series of houses next to each other, this one, where the two houses meet, it's separate reshuyas, but there's no mechitza there because that's covered. So then you can't carry because you don't have a mechitza this guy doesn't have mechitza on the fourth side. So you can only carry Dalet Amos. How come you have a mechitza? Now Shmuel says, "Ein mitatzen bei ela b'dalet Amos." So Kasha to Shmuel. Shmuel before said, even according to the Rabbanon, that you can only carry in your one roof. You can carry as much as you want in that roof. So you say that the mechitzas are nikoris. The misa gudas and mechitza, you can carry on that roof as much as you want. Now Shmuel's saying that according to, in the case of Gag Yechidi, you can't carry as much as you want. You only get Dalet Amos. In the case of the Gag Shavin, Cardinal Mayor, also you only get Dalet Amos. So, Shmuel Ibrahim Tatan Boyle Badalid, Amos, Kasha the Shmuel, the Shmuel. So Marian says, "Hosim lehabi yosim beisasayim, hocha habi yosim beisasayim." So the case before was a smaller area, and here it's already a larger area.
What case before?
On Petesim and Aleph, and so it's more than beisasayim. But even an area where it's more than beisasayim, if it's hukaf ladira, it's fine. Well, this is called Hukaf Ladira. Well, yes, it is, because the mechitzas that you're using are the mechitzas down below, according to what Shmuel said before, right? And those mechitzas down below are made to enclose the home, which is a Hukaf Ladira. So do we project the mechitzas lamala and also the same Hukaf Ladira lamala? Shmuel says no. But the mechitzas lamala of Eden, they were made to enclose down below, which is Takal Hukaf Ladira. They weren't made to Yamaka, what's the Mala? Even though we project the Mechitza's Lamala to allow you to carry, if it's less than Beis Hasayim, because you have walls there, however, to give it a din of Hukav Ladira, Vahavi Kikarf, if Yosem Beis Hasayim, Shal Hukav Ladira, Hukarf, Yosem Beis Hasayim, Shal Hukav Ladira, Ematatha Vela Badalan. So that's where Shmuel argues. You only get that. Let's hold it here.